changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today I want to talk about a silly thing. It's called grounding your mind. Over the years, I've noticed my ability to remember things has decreased. And today is just more of a practical tip that I have begun to practice over the years. You know, when you walk into Walmart or a grocery store, but at Walmart, it's easy to understand because most of us have been to a Walmart, and you walk through these little gray panels, these panels that are sometimes glass and gray, and they've moved them over now. It's not quite so obvious. It looks like a metal detector. It may be a metal detector, to be honest with you, but I also think that it's a scanner for people who are taking items out of the store. Don't know, not sure. But I've joked for years that those are mind erasers. Those are mind erasers. Having read Sam Walton's book and him talking about most of the profit comes from, I forget what he calls it, Bargain Alley. That's it. You notice when you walk in, there are all these bargains, 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 bargains. Get it now, get one, take a second one, whatever it is, super discount, buy this with that. That's Bargain Alley. And so if you've come in with a list, Bargain Alley has no power over you. One of the things I've discovered that I really like now is I don't go to the grocery store anymore, ever. I have an app, Publix, here in Key Largo. We'll do all your shopping for you. And the people are super nice. And when you're there, you see them shopping. And if they can't find something, they'll text you a message and say, hey, we don't have this. Is this okay? And you go, nah, I don't really want that. But can you find this? Yep, found it. And so it's like being there with the person. And then they push your groceries out to your cart and put them in your trunk. And I absolutely love that because I would walk out with stuff. Oh, you know what? Because one thing I don't drink is beer. I drink wine, but I don't drink beer. But occasionally I want to have a beer, but you can't just buy a beer at the grocery store, not that I know of. So I would always get a six pack. And before I knew it, I would drink a six pack over a few days. And then I'd get on the scale and I wouldn't be happy with myself. So grounding our minds is a very, very good thing. But what do we do? How do we ground our minds? Especially as I get older, I feel more and more like my mom. I'm sure my dad was this way, but I was around my mom. And my mom would walk into a room and she'd go, What did I come in here for? What did I come in here for? Not only that, I've noticed that when my daughter and I are meeting about something, and we're virtual meeting now using our Amazon devices. I don't want to say the name and get it engaged in the conversation. But when we're doing that, I'll get up and come back and I'll be like, okay, what were we talking about? What were we talking about? So they say that this happens more as you get older, and it's very easy for us to call it a senior moment, which I guess is a great thing to call it, because the more you become a seasoned citizen, the more those kinds of things start to happen for you. So I'm going to tell you just a very, very simple thing that I do now to do it. And it's actually a mindfulness exercise. The reason this happens for us, by the way, is that our minds, I was reading this, Joe Dispenza put this really well in his book, How to Break the Habit of Being Yourself. Your mind is either in the past or your mind is in the future. So when you go to do a task that's in the present, you've got a problem. Now, as you're going to the grocery store, the task is in the future. Therefore, you know what it is, the one or two things that you're going to pick up. But when you go in and you go, and you just get overwhelmed, which, by the way, it's intended to overwhelm you, so that you seek to be grounded by putting things in your basket. So what you do is, like I said, number one, if you're going to the grocery store, work only from a list. That's one of the things that they teach people with weight management issues, which I've had, of course, in the past, is always work from a list, and which I do now as well. The other thing is, if it's just one thing or a few things, or if I needed to get up right now and go walk into my studio and grab a different pair of glasses, let's say, which might actually happen depending on the work I'm doing, I say glasses, 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 until I have the glasses. Because I can't tell you, do you remember the cartoon Family Circus? If you're old enough, on Sunday mornings, Billy, the little boy, that was me. His job was to walk across the yard and feed the dog, let's say. But it would show the actual path that he would take, sliding down the sliding board, throwing the basketball through the hoop, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Many of us have that. ADHD, I don't know. All I'm saying is it's common practice, and it's so simple to just ground your mind with the mindfulness tool of telling yourself over and over again, this is the one thing I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing, which is, you know, maybe turn off my phone. Maybe turn off my phone, turn off my phone, turn off my phone. Oh, wait, I got to check my phone. And then down the rabbit hole we go. So, our minds are actually designed. Remember we interviewed Christine Holbom? I think I got her name right. The other day, and she said there's no such thing as multitasking. And yet your mind constantly tries to do it, especially when you're in transit, when you're walking into another room, when you're going to do something. And so if you, like me, struggle, say what you're doing. Say it, say it, say it, say it. I realized one day that I was so bad at this that whenever I would go to take Teddy out, we would get about 50 feet from the door, and Teddy started to turn back. Not because he needed something, not because he forgot something, but because invariably I forgot something. My hat, my mask, my sunglasses. So now I have a list, even with the smallest of things. So I don't think necessarily my mind's slipping. I think I'm normal. And I wanted to share that with you, how helpful it is just when you're getting up and going somewhere such that you don't get distracted. Just remind yourself of what it is. Now, let me warn you, your mind is going to hate this. Your mind is going to think you're treating yourself like a child. Your mind is going to go, nah, because that's not your mind. That's your ego. And what you're dooming is doing rather in that moment is daring to exercise control over your life. And your ego doesn't want that. Your ego likes to slip into those voids. Your ego wants to get those Oreos in that basket and the Lay's potato chips and all that stuff. Your ego wants you to do all those things. So when you remind yourself, or when you work from a list, or if you have your boundaries, it's easier to remember. So I have a list now for when I go outside, you know. And it's basically, you know, check my hat, check my glasses, check my mask. It's tactile, you know, like this. I don't have to worry about Teddy because he's always bumping up against my leg. So if you struggle with this, and I think most of us do, everybody I've known does, even my daughter does, and she's 25. If you struggle with this kind of a thing, think about using the mindfulness exercise of just running that thing through your head. Run that one thing through your head. Run that one thing through your head. Run that one thing through your head. You'll get more done because you'll be less distracted. Remember, we talked when we were doing this interview on the power of slow, that if you're getting notifications on your phone, if you ever install an app on your phone, or on your computer, and it says, may we send you notifications? The answer is always N-O, no. Absolutely no. You can check your apps every few hours or whatever, but when you come back to what you were doing, it eats up 35% of your day, a full day's worth of attention and work every 3 days. So turn off all your notifications. Keep your mind grounded. Work from that list like we talked about. My daughter and I, every morning she comes in, she's in a different time zone, So she gets in about 8:30 my time, 9:30 my time, 8:30 her time. She texts and says, I'm in. We then talk about all of the things we need to do, all the things we want to do, all the things that are priorities for us. And then when we conclude, we both have one thing we're going to work on, just one thing. And then when that one thing's done, we're going to move on to the next thing. And I can tell you, it has been so effective for us. And it will be for you if you give it a try. All right, we are, here's a word, festooned with comments. So let's go in and see what everybody has to say. I see we are as far back as Jerome. Let's see. Michelle says she's my pride and joy, talking about Alex. Willow says shared already. So who's going to be the next person to share? Willow was the first. Click shared and type share. Paula Drake, please, can I message your inbox? Okay, we'll let that go. For now, last time I was in Walmart, I lost my little notebook that had all my lists. Ah, grateful for each new day to make a difference. I want to go on record again, and I don't make any money off this, but I love this bad boy, Rocket Book. Okay, it is a tiny little notebook. They sell them on Amazon. It was recommended. It had thousands of 5-star reviews. Comes with these cool pens. You can buy different colored replacements. And it's basically a dry erase board in your pocket. You write it out and then you check an icon, hit it with your camera phone. I don't mean hit it, but shoot it with your camera phone. It reads the icon and then it stores it wherever you want. Google Drive, Google Dropbox. It'll email it to you or somebody else, text. Check it out. Marge, grateful for a new day to make a difference. I get that. Every time I go to Publix, I get in trouble. That darn bakery. I stay out of the bakery. You know why? It's a double threat. I have to walk through the bakery to get to the vegan ice cream. Think about that. Yeah. Yes, says Linda. Awesome possum. This is a great tip, says Michelle. Thank you so much. Tina says, I love the term seasoned citizen. Well, I would love to take credit for it. I stole it actually from someone else, but thank you. Great advice. The phone is in my hand until it is. Great. That's another thing I do. I hide my phone from myself around the apartment. And I'm not in a big apartment. I came here for the view. I didn't come here for the size. So I'm constantly, when I put my phone down, I remind myself, I'm putting my phone down here. That's actually pretty healthy. It's better than spending time looking for stuff. Christine Holbaum, thank you. Holbaum, she's the Holbaum, means hollow tree in German. Very cool. Great advice. Like a short minute mindfulness. Yes, exactly. And we've got a couple of shares. Thank you so much. Who else is going to click share? Vegan ice cream. They say you can do anything if you slow down. Vegan ice cream. Very interesting. Laugh out loud. Yes, I love it. They make a turtle ice cream, Soy Delicious does, that is awesome. Meemaw says shared. All right, everybody, listen. Remember, there's nothing wrong with grounding your mind. The more you don't ground it, or I should say the less you ground it, the more it's going to slip away. So ground it. One of the things they found is that with us seasoned citizens, the best thing you can do is do little mental exercises. I've told you before that I feel like I moved into the movie Cocoon when all the seasoned citizens are here for the winter. And you know what most of them do? They read books and they do Sudoku, which I think is cool. All right, everybody, enjoy today. Love you all. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing.